Dan? Dan? Hello? Hello?
Sorry, I was muted for a minute.
No problem.
I respect what Bob is saying, and again, I defer to your judgment and the board's judgment as to whether this kind of thing is necessary, but I will just reiterate that we have had this problem, and that's while training is also helpful, I think some people believe, and I tend to agree, that the formality of signing something does impress people with what they've maybe have already agreed to do. I've also, though, in listening to people and thinking about what Lydia said in terms of the suggestion for deemed confidential, I thought of revising that sentence more thoroughly to say the following, and people don't have to write it down because I can send it to people later,
okay.
But that sentence with the first or the second paragraph would say, quote, confidential information, close quote, is information that is disclosed in confidence and deemed confidential by the Pacifica National Board or a local station board and may include, but is not limited to, the following. So I think that what that would do is perhaps clarify for people who were thinking about, well, what's the introduction to this? What's the context? And I think that would make it clearer that that's the context. It doesn't include other things, such as someone filing a grievance or someone, you know, complaining about some action. And then, although the other thought that I had is in item 4 is to change that language to say certain limited financial information to make it clear that we're not in any way talking about some all financial information or even a big piece of it.
Okay, well, that's Dan, could you make these changes here and could you send it to us ASAP? Does everybody know the changes that Dan wants to make there? Okay, and you know, your concerns, take into consideration all the concerns. I think I'll entertain some motion here. Because this issue was referred to us by the Pacifica National Board, and in my
this is Lydia.
Yeah, go ahead, Lydia.
Yes, I would like to move that the revised language as proposed by Dan in a revised motion be referred back to the Pacifica National Board for consideration at its July meeting.
Second.
All right. Thank you. The motion is...
This is Wendy.
Yes, Wendy.
What about the one about me being able to tell this to my own attorney? I know Lydia didn't like it, but...
Well, no, it's not that I didn't like it. I just think that it needs to be expanded into a separate motion, a different policy that considers other things, copying in certain instances the board, et cetera, you know, so that... No, I agree with language like that, but I am just saying I think that's a separate motion that this committee needs to develop, just like I think it needs to develop a policy about reporting out from executive session. So I think those are two motions that still need to come from this committee.
Okay.
Separate from this agreement. But.
Well, you know, if we're referring to the PNB, Dan, can you still provide the sentence that captures what we're trying to say there, and the PNB can discuss it at the time?
Sure, if that's your desire, I'm happy to.
Well, that's my desire. I mean, I don't really know how
right.
This is work.
Okay, well.
Mr. Chair.
You want to make an amendment? Yes, go ahead, Arpa.
I need the exact language that the member would like to make the motion in. And in terms of referring, that's the wrong language to use. If the member wants us to send something back to the PNB for them to work on it more or something like that, I don't know.
No.
We can try that, but we can't.
No,
referring is really the motion to commit.
No,
we
I
can't
agree.
Commit. You commit down. You can't commit up.
I understand.
So we could ask the PNB to do something or something like that. So I would like the member to give me the language she actually wants for this motion so we can all get it.
Lydia?
Send. How about send?
Yes.
Is that better?
Send it back to the PNB.
And may I suggest that Wendy have if this is a motion to have it divided and have that as a separate motion to send to the PNB?
Well, I can bring it up there. I happen to be on the PNB.
Yeah, exactly. So.
Yeah, that can come there.
But I just didn't want it to get there and then have us go then, okay, well, what's that wording again? And so I'm asking Dan, since he already volunteered to do it. You know what I'm saying.
Sure. Just a second, hold it.
I'm happy to draft that language and then, you know, obviously the board and you will decide what to do with it. But I'm happy
to
draft it.
That's okay. What I'm asking you.
Thank you.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
I'd like to... ask a question. This is a motion being put forth by Lydia, is that correct?
Motion put forth by Lydia with amendment.
To have Dan develop alternative wording.
Lydia can say that again so you can know exactly.
Okay.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Yes, my motion was to send the draft back once Dan has revised it with the input that he has received and deems appropriate, including, well, that's it.
Yeah.
Okay, and we're this is a motion. Has it been seconded?
Yes.
Okay, it doesn't need to be seconded in committee anyway, does it?
But it doesn't matter.
Okay, so, and now we're having discussion. Can I be on the stack for discussion?
Could I read it so everybody has the thing? Or don't?
Go ahead.
Okay, one second. The motion is to send...
Okay, somebody's breathing hard there. What's going on?
Okay. Joint meeting. The motion is
asleep.
To send the draft back once Dan Siegel has revised it with the input he has received and appropriate. Let me read that again. To send the draft back once Dan Siegel has revised it with the input he has received and deemed appropriate.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. So does everybody know now that's it?
Mr. Chair?
Yes, go ahead.
The time for the meeting is actually up. We need to extend.
Okay, then we can... we can just go to vote. I think, you know, we can't extend too much longer here because we already voted a long time ago that we were not going to keep him here more than 90 minutes.
Well, by a two-thirds vote, we can extend it by some amount of time. It's up to
the body. Okay. All right.
Point of order.
Go ahead.
We convened approximately 9 p.m. Eastern, so there's still 25 minutes left to go on this meeting.
Well, I understand that. But, you know, if you, you know.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, go ahead.
The motion we passed earlier this year, in fact, says the meetings will last 90 minutes. They will go from 8:30 to 10 p.m.
That's right.
So we really do have a hard wired 10 p.m. thing. That's why
Thanks.
I'm saying we need
Thanks.
To extend.
Thanks. That's what I... Okay, is there any motion to extend time here?
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
Is this a motion to extend time for the entire meeting or just for this item?
The time is going to be up and we're going to be gone and whatever is left is left and then we'll have to take that on next meeting.
Okay, well, I move to extend the time for the meeting until 10:30 because that would be our hour and a half. And then I move to extend time for this item by 5 minutes.
One motion at a time. One motion at a time. Extend time for 5 minutes?
For this item.
For
but
this item. Okay.
You want that one first?
That's first, yeah.
Okay.
Any objection to extend time for 5 minutes?
I want to amend that to 10 minutes on this item.
Okay. Motion to extend time for 10 minutes. Any second to that?
I second it, Phoebe.
Okay. Phoebe, okay. Any objection to extending time for 10 minutes?
Yes.
Okay.
Extending time on the confidentiality agreement motion?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, take our poll, take a vote.
Okay. 10 minutes. Okay, on extending by 10 minutes, Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Yes. Lydia Brazan.
Abstain.
Abstain. Jim Brown, Adrienne Jamont, Joseph K., Vajra Kilgour.
This is on the motion to send this back to the PNB, right?
No, this is to extend for 10 minutes.
Oh, to extend? Oh, God. All right. Okay.
Extend for 10 minutes on that item, yes.
Okay.
Yes. Votes yes. Tracy
Who
Larkin.
Who is that? Who is that?
That was Vajra Kilgour voting yes. Correct?
Vajra? She's not there.
Yeah.
Oh, this was.
Yeah, I am here. I voted yes to extend for 10 minutes.
Okay. Tracy Larkin. Bob Lederer?
Yes.
R. Paul Martin? Abstain. Sarf Rendawa?
I abstain.
Abstain. Thomas Ruffin? Wendy Schroll?
No.
Deb Shafto.
Yes.
Yes. Phoebe Ann Sorgan.
Abstain.
Dan Wood. Okay, we have 1, 2, 3, 4 in favor. We have 1 against, and we have 4 abstentions.
Okay.
Well, we'll extend for 10 minutes. Go ahead. Who wanted to be on the stack?
But was that 2/3?
No.
I guess so.
It's 4-1.
4-1, yeah. So go ahead. Who was on the stack?
Don't count. I was on the stack. Grace Aaron, I asked to be on the stack.
And then Bob.
Okay.
Let's figure this way. I think we have 10 minutes, and let's make everybody, short here, 2 minutes each, whatever, and then we can do it.
Okay.
Maybe more people. Go ahead, Grace.
All right. Correct me if I'm wrong, but by my count, 4 people on this committee objected to the entirety of this confidentiality agreement at this point. That was Bob Lederer, Vajra, myself, and R. Paul Martin. I would not want to send a message to the PNB that this committee would be favorably disposed to a confidentiality agreement as amended by Dan Siegel without our vetting it first. I think that it would be a wrong, it might give the PNB a wrong impression of the governance committee, and I think it might waste a lot of time in the governance committee to have this not vetted first by the governance committee. I think we should either meet again before the PNB meeting with amended and corrected language, or table it until the next governance committee meeting in respect for the valuable nature of PNB time, and in respect for the fact that a significant number of people on this committee are not happy with the confidentiality agreement.
Okay. Bob?
Yes. I also think this is not yet ready for PNB action. I think a lot of issues have been raised on this call. Other issues have been raised by people who aren't here tonight that are on the committee. And I think we need to go through them one by one and really understand what we're getting into. Just to take the issue alone about the right to share something with one's own attorney, as Lydia said, that does raise policy issues. But the point is, you can't adopt an agreement that restricts people, without resolving that issue. So we have to have the full discussion of the pros and cons and, how that would work. So And I'm just using that as one example. There's probably been seven or eight issues brought up tonight about parts of this agreement that, like I said, I don't think it needs to be an agreement, but whether it's an agreement or sort of a policy document for training, I think it needs more work, and it's premature to go back to the board and then kind of engage in a point-by-point argument at the board level before we've come up with a position. Now, you know, there may end up being two positions, a majority and a minority position, but I think those of us who have serious reservations that think this is sending the wrong message, however well-intentioned and inadvertent that message is, it's sending a chilling message about what will be allowed and what won't be allowed. And until that's corrected, I think it's premature to go back to the board. So I would move to postpone this to our next meeting.
This is Lydia.
When you say postpone to next meeting, what meeting are you talking about?
The next meeting of this committee, which is
August.
Go ahead, Lydia. First of all, is there any second?
You don't need seconds.
Okay. Go ahead, Lydia.
Yes, I think that if there are a majority of people on this committee, we should know that now by way of a motion. If there are enough people on this committee who do not believe we need a confidentiality agreement, then that needs to be passed at this committee so that the PMB, who charged this committee to work on a confidentiality agreement, can move and determine on its own what it needs to do. These are the directors that deal with the bulk of the confidential information, including litigation and so forth. And so the PMB sent this in good faith to the governance committee to have it developed. But if there are enough members on this committee who do not believe we should have one, then make that motion and send it back to the PMB. But I don't think that it's appropriate to simply sit on it. But if you are honestly wanting to just improve on its language, then that's a different matter. Then obviously we should consider it in August. But then I think at that point you need to make a decision. If you're completely against a confidentiality agreement, vote to that effect and send it back to the PMB.
Okay. Well, okay, if there's no one else here, then I'll what we do is vote on 10 minutes are up, Paul, right?
10 minutes are up?
No, we're okay. Not. No,
I'd like to be on the stack, sir. Phoebe.
We started at 09, it is now 14. We have, 5 minutes left.
Wait a minute. Okay, go ahead, Phoebe.
I'd be more comfortable with a confidentiality policy reminder, and we could have people sign it that they had read it. But I just know that it's going to open up a whole can of worms about repressing free speech and restricting transparency. So another way to help alleviate that would be to start with an introductory sentence that the Pacifica Board continues to be committed to transparency and open discussion, but because there have been some breaches of confidentiality in the past that worked to the detriment of the foundation, we ask delegates and directors to sign this confidentiality, to sign that they have read and understand this confidentiality policy reminder, and then quote the relevant laws so that people know that it's not that we're trying to pull a fast one and put new laws limiting their free speech.
Now, with consent of the body, is it amenable to put that language and have Dan Siegel incorporate that into this agreement?
I would object.
Okay.
Myself, I don't think it's necessary. I don't object to the language. I just think that this is turning into rewriting the Constitution. People are going to come up with other forms regardless. It would be nice if it was vetted.
Well, let's go through the procedure here. First of all, we got to vote on move to postpone. There was a motion by Bob Lederer. Let's move on, take a roll call on that. How much time is there, Arpaul? Pretty much over?
2 minutes.
Okay. So, go ahead.
May I ask a question? Do we vote to postpone and then we vote on
that's right.
My motion? Okay.
That's right. So, go ahead, Arpaul, take a roll call.
Okay. On the motion to postpone the item
to August Governance Committee meeting.
Postpone to the next. Yes. Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Yes. Lydia Brazan.
No.
No. Jim Brown, Adrienne Jamont, Joseph Kay, Vajra Kilgour.
Yes. Just postpone this whole thing to the next
week. Grace DeLarkins, Bob Lederer.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin, yes. Star Brandawa.
Come back.
Thomas Ruffin, Wendy Schroll?
No.
Deb Shafto?
No.
No. Bibi Ann Sorgan?
Yes.
Dan Woods? Okay, coming back. R. Brandawa?
I abstain.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, yes. 3, no, 1 abstention.
Is Deb Shafto is not here?
Yep.
Yes.
She voted no.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay. So the motion to postpone passes.
Who were the five? I'm sorry. Who were the five yeses?
The five yeses. Grace Aaron, Vajra Kilgour, Bob Lederer, R. Paul Martin, Phoebe Ann Sorgan.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. So the
I thought Deb. Oh, I see.
So
sorry.
We'll see you on August. August
Deb and Lydia voted no.
And we'll talk on this more. So the time is up, and I'd like to entertain a motion from somebody to end the meeting. Any motion to adjourn?
Point of order.
Go ahead.
Earlier, Lydia had made a motion to extend time for other business.
For now, for 11 minutes.
Oh, okay. Go ahead,
Lydia. 10:30. Yes, I just move to extend the meeting till 10:30 Eastern.
Okay.
So that's 11 minutes, to find out where we are in the agenda and what we're moving forward.
Okay, any objections to extending time for 15, well, how much, 15 minutes?
11 minutes.
11 minutes. Okay. No objections. Go ahead.
No, I don't have anything to say. We're just this is just to move on our agenda.
Okay.
11 minutes worth.
Okay. What was the next item on the agenda?
Working group reports.
Okay. Go ahead with the
code of conduct.
Code of conduct. Yeah. Go ahead, Grace.
The code of conduct we did meet. We have made some progress, but it is far from complete. Bob, you would agree with that, wouldn't you?
Right.
And Sarv also.
Yeah.
Our next meeting is August 6th.
This is Dot.
Who's reporting there?
It's
Grace Aaron.
Grace Aaron, thanks.
On code of conduct.
Yes.
This is
Go ahead, Bob.
Unfortunately, since we agreed on that date, our LSB, which didn't reach quorum at our last meeting, has set its next meeting for that same night. So I would like to ask, if it's possible to postpone that date.
I'm sorry, was this just for code of conduct?
Just code of conduct.
Right.
The code of conduct.
We can do that over the email then.
Okay.
Okay.
Bylaws, Arpaul, go ahead.
Okay, bylaws, in fact, met on the 12th, a week ago. I just pushed the wrong button. We met a week ago, and two of us attended a very short meeting. And what we decided on was that we would meet again on August 23rd.
Tracy?
I believe it's August 23rd, and we would bring whatever we would go over the bylaws between now and then, and we would come up with bylaws amendment proposals, which we would bring to that meeting, and that's what we did.
Paul, did you hear that Tracy came on?
That's what I was just about to ask. Okay,
hi,
Tracy
everybody.
Larkins is here.
Yes, hi. Sorry, I'm so late. I just got home from work.
Okay. And basically, that's the report. We're meeting again on August 23rd to bring in whatever proposals we have.
Question?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Paul, what proposals are on the table right now, or on what topics are is the working group considering amendments?
Right now, we're not actually considering anything. It was a short meeting. We had a discussion. Largely, of course, the elections committee stuff has, as I put it, stolen our thunder, whether people think we have thunder or not. So basically, there's nothing pending at this point in time.
Is there something you want to ask us to consider about?
No, not at this time. I just wanted to know if there was something already being discussed or that somebody's suggesting be on the agenda.
This is Lydia. May I ask our Paul a question?
Go ahead, Lydia.
Yeah.
Okay. One of the things I know, even with the amendments with the elections, there are some things that are going to go to the full membership and some things that the board needs to vote on. And fortunately, this time, it was okay, but we still need that amendment that says 30 days instead of the same calendar month when the delegate assemblies have to vote after the PNB votes on the amendments. That keeps us in a bind all the time, because if these things are voted on toward the end of the month, then obviously you have very little time for the local station board delegate assemblies to vote on it. So I'm just putting it out there for the committee to perhaps consider. It would be compatible with what we're doing in an elections committee or whatever.
Thank you.
All right. Anyone else? That's it. Let's see here. What else?
Update with compliance with the CAB requirement.
Yeah, whatever happened to that? Who is working on that? Hello?
I guess no one who's on is working on it.
Did we have a motion on that, or is that a just issue, or it was just for discussion? Well, nobody, I guess.
Compliance with Title VII is item 6.
I'd have to look that up to find. To answer your question, I'd have to look that up, right?
All right.
That's why we don't have the time.
Okay. But why don't we just, next time when we come, or next meeting in August, let's revisit all that, and you can also email me in the meantime if you have any other concerns that you would like to be addressed. And also, I want to share one thing. You know, I've been asking for some. I know these topics are very, very difficult, and it's very difficult to be very, very specific. But I think it really does help if we begin to focus on some of these resolutions that come before us and be a little bit more specific in the language. That will, I think, positively contribute a whole lot, because otherwise we just wander all over the place. But anyway, with that, if there's anything else, we'd just like to thank you, everyone, and I would like to have somebody make a motion to adjourn, and we'll do that.
So moved.
Thank you. Any objection? None. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much.
Deb Shafter.
Thank you.
Yes, Deb. Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.